I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. Hit me up at Hoff WFAN. I've been teasing it for a little bit, but I really do want to get into this boxing stuff. So I'm not sure if who saw the fights last night, but Anthony Joshua, Francis Ngannou, formerly UFC fighter, former UFC heavyweight, they fought yesterday for the heavyweight belt, and I don't even know what belt it was for. They have so many different belts in boxing, it's annoying. Anyway, Francis Ngannou is an amazing MMA fighter. Not going to take that. Not going to take anything away from him on that, but he decided to go into this boxing world because the money is there. Boxing still has all the money when it comes down to combat sports. But MMA fighters have to realize that they cannot compete in the boxing world. It is official. Like, it's been official for a while now, but it's got to stop. But it won't. And the problem is because the MMA fighters do not get paid like top boxers do. Francis Ngannou to fight Anthony Joshua, who smoked him in under two rounds, got paid $20 million. $20 million to get his ass handed to him. And unfortunately for Ngannou, it's tampered his career. Like, from an MMA fan, from a combat sports fan, it is, to me, I look at him completely different than where he was, you know, when he was on top of the world in MMA and UFC. You know, he's supposed to fight in the PFL. He's supposed to fight at MMA fight in the PFL coming up soon. That's where he's turning, you know, now because he lost that fight. And it just dampers his career, dampers the expectations, it dampers the height of his next PFL fight. And to me, this looked like a complete work from jump. Think about this. Boxing is struggling. Boxing is struggling to put together top-end fights that people can buy into. Like, for a little bit there in the heavyweight division, there were three names. There was Anthony Joshua, there was Deontay Wilder, and there was Tyson Fury. And it was supposed to be this crazy trilogy. Who was going to fight who? How was it going to happen? But with all these stupid-ass promotions that go on, they can never connect. Boxing continues to kill itself more and more and more because there's so many promotions involved. The amount of money that needs to be put together to get one fight off, they stretch it out way too far. They stretch it out forever. Dana White and UFC, if there's a fight that's going to be made, if there's a fight that people want, he gets that going. He will turn it around in under 6 months, where it may take 6 years in boxing to make a fight. But they did it. They created the matchup that they've been wanting for years. And the pawn was Francis Ngannou. Again, Francis Ngannou in MMA is a guy who is a warrior. He is unstoppable. His power is unhuman-like. You put him in a cage with 4-ounce gloves and a possibility of, you know, a freestyle form of combat where it's boxing included with Muay Thai and wrestling and jiu-jitsu and all these other forms of combat. Francis Ngannou is unstoppable. But when you put him in a ring with 12-ounce gloves and one form of fighting that the professionals have been training on for their entire life. Francis Ngannou has not trained his entire life to box. He's trained his entire life to fight, but not to box. He fought Tyson Fury, and Tyson, it feels like a work. Tyson Fury put Francis Ngannou over as a boxer, which is something that if you start to look at the trends, look at the influencers who fight in exhibitions. Look at Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather. You're telling me Floyd Mayweather could knock Logan Paul on his ass? Of course he could. But it was work. It was work. And people paid a ton of money to see, oh, Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather. It was a work. And now you have Francis Ngannou, who Tyson Fury puts over, goes toe-to-toe in a professional fighting match, a professional boxing match, goes the distance, loses a tight decision. Oh, now you put him against Anthony Joshua, who in the past, who's been knocked out, who's had an up and down career as of recent, whose stock completely fell, but they still want that Fury Anthony Joshua fight to finally happen. Put Francis in there. And they did. And he got knocked out in 2 rounds. And he got made to look stupid. But he got paid. He got paid. He got his $20 million. And that is how boxing sets up their matches. It is a crock of crap. I wanted to say something else because I hate it. I hate boxing today. I hate the works. I hate the setups. I hate the influencers. I hate these exhibitions. You got Mike Tyson and Jake Paul signing a deal to fight each other in July. It's going to be on Netflix, and everyone's going crazy over it. Does anybody realize that Mike Tyson hasn't had a professional fight since 2005? He's not coming out of retirement to fight Jake Paul, okay? It's not a real fight. It's an exhibition. It's not real. They are playing you. If you think that, oh, can Jake Paul knock out Mike Tyson? I'm telling you right now, it's not happening because they've discussed how it's going to go. There's rules in place of what they can and cannot do. They might not tell you the rules, but there are rules in place. It's the same thing as when Conor McGregor fought Floyd Mayweather, right? Now, that was professional boxing. They did put that under there, but there were some rules and regulations like, hey, he cannot try anything MMA-wise. If he does, it's disqualification, of course, and he loses all his money. Of course, of course, of course. But this is not going on Mike Tyson's permanent record. Jake Paul, though, just wants to get over. Think about the calculation Jake Paul has put himself through. Jake Paul has fought Nate Robinson. Nate Robinson, basketball player, NBA player, who hopefully right now is finding a kidney because he's got kidney failure. But Nate Robinson put himself through that, I think, to get paid. To pay for all his kidney issues right now. Jake Paul knocked him out. Then Jake Paul went to an MMA fighter, former MMA fighter, in Ben Askren. Guess what? Ben Askren is a wrestler. He never really threw punches in his entire MMA career. If you look, he is a great wrestler, but that is all he did. But let's box him. Let's box Ben Askren. And he knocked him out cold. Like, does anybody see the stupidity in what we're paying money for? Does anybody see that it's just all a work to put Jake Paul over? He's going to go down at some point in time as, wow, one of the greatest boxers of all time. Because look at the list. He fought Nate Robinson. He fought Ben Askren. He fought Tyron Woodley, who was a former UFC, a welterweight champion in the UFC. He fought Tyson Fury's brother, or cousin, Tommy Fury. He fought Mike Tyson. Like, look at all the people he's fighting. The names are great, but the skill set that they put in is not. I mean, what Jake Paul is doing is basically calling out Michael Jordan, right? Hey, Michael, I don't want to play basketball with you. I know I can't beat you one-on-one. But remember that time you played baseball? Let me see if I can strike you out. That's what I could do. I've worked hard to be a pitcher. I'm going to try to strike you out. That is the equivalent of what garbage we're going to watch with Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. That's what we basically just watched with Anthony Joshua and Francis Ngannou. I don't understand how gullible we've turned into. If you're into combat sports and you're buying that, I just don't get it. I truly think you've lost your mind. I know people call me up and tell me that I'm crazy for saying Russell Wilson should back up Aaron Rodgers. I say, why are you spending money to see an MMA fighter who is not a boxer box Anthony Joshua so you can see him get knocked out? Guess what? In MMA, they knock people out all the time. And you are actually entertained. This was not shocking that Francis Ngannou got knocked out. It was devastating to his career, though. That is for sure. So the whole thing just throws me off. I am a huge supporter of combat sports. I love combat sports. I appreciate the art of boxing. But what's going on right now, what's headlining pay-per-views for boxing, it's not real. It is as close to a WWE fight as they can get. And maybe it's not exactly scripted. Maybe it's not, hey, Francis, I'm going to take your head off in round two. Get ready for it. But it's pretty much close to it. 877-337-6666. Rob in Midtown. What's going on, Rob?
What's happening, Hoff? I just love your monologue right there about the whole nonsense that is these sideshows, that is, you know, the boxing versus MMA, the boxing versus YouTube. It really is just sullying whatever vestiges of respect are left with boxing. It's ridiculous at this point.
Yeah, and Rob, and that's the problem is, like, I still respect, I am a MMA guy. I will be the first to admit, right. I love MMA. And when the first time I was like, oh, Conor McGregor's going to try to fight Floyd Mayweather in boxing, oh, that'll be interesting. I want to see how that goes. Clearly, I knew it wasn't going to happen. It was a lot of false hope there. But I don't need to see that ever again, and it keeps on coming up. And it just, to me, it's the art of boxing, I respect it enough to know that this is just stupid, what they're doing.
Well, what I think it is, and I have some background in this. I was a good amateur heavyweight in my day. You know, I got the lucky enough to train with Freddie Roach and Jesse Reed out in Los Angeles.
Wow, that's awesome.
What I see is when Mayweather fought Conor McGregor, and then when Tyson Fury fought Nagano, I think that a lot of that was choreographed. I think there was a predetermined outcome, and I think there was a dialogue before the fight in which each participant said, look, I'm going to carry you so that we walk away with this with both of our earning potentials intact or even better than it was, which was the case with Nagano. I think the first guy to not take the bait was Anthony Joshua tonight. And that's what's supposed to happen when an MMA fighter fights a boxer in a boxing match. It's two different sports. Yes, there's some integration, there's some intersection, but it's very, very minimal. What happened tonight should have happened every single time. But these things are choreographed, and they're cornering a market that is very tangible in this climate, this social climate, where people just believe anything. They'll believe anything is real if you tell them. So I'm just disgusted by it. I'm glad you spoke up.
This is basically Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul. Like, if you watched that fight, it was an exhibition, but exactly what you said happened. It became a draw. There was no decision. Why? Because they both got put over. Floyd Mayweather didn't lose, and Logan Paul went toe-to-toe with Floyd Mayweather. He must be good.
And people believe it because this day and age,
we're dumb.
People will believe anything.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And listen, maybe I'm naive. Maybe this is how MMA goes too. I don't think so because I know the fighters.
I just don't believe
that they're going into. Listen, Conor McGregor went from fighting Floyd Mayweather to getting back into the cage and then fighting Dustin Poirier, and he got his ass handed to him. And you could see that he was still training for boxing, and his approach was different, and that's why he got smoked when he went back to MMA, because he lost that edge, that what made him special in MMA. He changed his style up. He changed his approach up. He also got older. He also, he's also going up against different opponents, more talented opponents.
But also at the same time, Hoff, I don't begrudge these guys who get paid a pittance in MMA to going out and trying to do these exhibitions so they can make a nest egg, right? These guys are not being paid fairly by the UFC, right? They get the biggest earners make $5-6 million a fight. They go to boxing, they make 75, and it's an exhibition in which both sides know no one's getting hurt. So I don't begrudge that, but who loses? The gullible fans who spend $75 to watch a choreographed dance. I am so happy Anthony Joshua dropped the narrative tonight and just did what he was supposed to do. Hopefully it puts an end to it, but it's not going to, because Tyson's going to fight Jake Paul and people are going to think it's real. It's never real. If it were real, the boxer would win every single time because he's boxing. Look, football and hockey are played on a longitudinal horizontal grid, right, where there are goals on each end. You put Walter Payton on a hockey rink against Wayne Gretzky, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Right? It's the same thing. It's the same analogy. And people just, it really sickens me. As somebody, boxing was sacrosanct to me growing up. Everybody in my family fought. I fought. And it's terrifying what it's become. It's sad.
No, it is so bad right now. And again, this is all set up to, Rob, on top of that, it's created now. Wait a second. Francis Ngannou stood toe-to-toe with Tyson Fury, and Anthony Joshua knocked him out.
ooh, now let's see Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury, which, by the way, should have happened before the Deontay Wilder fight. That's what's so frustrating.
Both were champions. That's correct.
Rob, it is. And to me, this is where boxing loses me now, man. I am so frustrated. Like, I get it.
No, yeah,
I understand the art form. I understand you put two young kids together, young guns, and, you know, it can be beautiful to watch. Like, if you're into combat sports, it can be beautiful to watch a boxing match. But when you put, like, honestly, he put a show on. Yeah, he knocked out Francis Ngannou. I mean, I feel bad because I followed Francis Ngannou his whole entire MMA career, and that was a waste. As an MMA fan, he's going to go back to the PFL, who, by the way, he signed a huge contract with. His next fight in PFL, it's diminished now. It's tarnished.
Of course. Of course, but also you got to look at it from another perspective. He could have been killed in there tonight.
Oh, my God.
If Anthony Joshua, if he would have hit his head on the way down, which happened to me, actually, in sparring, I hit my head on the way down and suffered a massive concussion, right? If he would have hit his head on the canvas and died, that's because somebody allowed an unfair fight to happen. And it's ridiculous at this point. I understand that these guys are trying to make a nest egg. They're trying to save their money and make money the best they can. But is it worth your life? And that could have been much worse. In fact, the way he fell, I thought he at least blew his knee out. It was terrible. It was horrible to watch. It was a car accident. It was disgusting. And this is just a metaphor and a microcosm of what boxing has become.
Yep.
It's become a sideshow. It's become wrestling. And it used to be one in the same with American history. When Joe Louis fought Max Schmeling, when we were at war with Nazi Germany, that was an allegory for what was happening in the world. Now it's just, come on, what we see tonight, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Can't take it. And I love boxing, Hoff.
Yeah, Rob, I mean, you're spot on, man. And I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. I mean, you are 100% right. And that's kind of where MMA is. Like, if you look at the championships in MMA and UFC, like, it is, you know, a special sport. They went to Mexico not too long ago for a fight, and it was just the crowd was incredible, and just how they latched onto their fighters. And same thing with USA, and just you name it, the fighters crossed the globe. It's amazing, and that's kind of how it was in boxing, and it's shifted to influencer-friendly. And, you know, it feels like it's so fake. I'm all about the entertainment value as far as the promos go, how you're going to promote a fight. You need to promote a fight a certain way because, I mean, you really do need to sell tickets. You need to sell pay-per-views. I get it, but to me, it's lost its luster. Like, I don't want to buy these fights. I don't. I my kid likes it because of who they are, and I feel bad because I'm sitting there watching something with him that is just, it's just not a good product, and we're spending a premium dollar on a bad product. It's like if you're going to go buy tickets to, you know, a Mets game this season. A lot of people don't want to do it because they don't want to buy. The prices just went up this year. They don't want to buy expensive tickets to go watch a crappy product. And you know, this is, baseball's cheap compared to boxing, compared to UFC fights. I mean, forget about it. The tickets are through the roof. To go to a fight, you're spending close to $1,000. If you want a reasonable ticket. If you want a ticket that's close, it's almost $1,000. I mean, these things are ridiculous. And then to buy a fight for 50, 60, 70 bucks, that looks like that. Ah, it's just so frustrating. 877-337-6666. Again, we'll get back more into, right now, boxing, the Tyson Fury, not the Tyson Fury, the Francis Ngannou, Anthony Joshua fight that was very frustrating to me. That's the latest topic. But we've also gone into the lack of trades with the local teams come trade deadline that have really ruined good seasons here in New York as of late. Rangers is just the latest example of it. And then the biggest thing is Russell Wilson was in New York yesterday with the Giants, but he really should have made a U-turn hung out with the Jets, Woody Johnson, as he needs to back up Aaron Rodgers next year. 877-337-6666. It is Pete Hoff with you on till 5 a.m. Hit me up and follow me at Hoff, WFAN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.